Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise the Lord. We pray that your Monday is a blessed one. We pray, amen, that those, all the mothers, let me say it like this, had a blessed day on yesterday, and I am wishing all the mothers a belated Happy Mother's Day, and it is my prayer that God blessed you. You were enriched and encouraged and edified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going back into our teaching on this morning. We're talking about prophetic intercession. And this session, we're going to talk about intercession as it pertains to Jesus and some examples that he gave in the word, how he interceded while he was on earth, and also prior to him leaving and dying, praise God, on the cross. Jesus interceded on several occasions. We're going to talk about that this morning. Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time of study. We ask, Father, that you would anoint your word this morning. And I pray, Holy Ghost, that you would touch your people today. And Lord God, that you would minister by your spirit and by your power. We're thanking and praising you, Father, for all that you are, all that you have done, and all that you will continue to do. Lord God, we love you and we appreciate you. We ask, God, that you take us further now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank those that are listening. And I definitely want to give a little shout out to my armor bearer this morning, Minister Michelle. Thank you. I kind of got thrown off this morning, so I do apologize for being late, getting on late. Thank you, dear heart, for texting me. We're here and we're going on in the name of Jesus. And we just appreciate you and all those that are on the line today. I rarely say who's on the line, but my first assistant is on the line as well. Prophetess Maddie Addison is on the line, and we thank God for you all. I got you all on hold, but I want you, Prophetess Addison, I know you're on the busy, but if you could just say God bless you to the people this morning. You're on Set Free Live. We thank God for you. I'm unmuting both of you just for a moment. Praise God. Just want to take just a few minutes and acknowledge you all being on the line today. Prophetess Maddie, are you able to give a little shout out this morning?
Yes, I am, Pastor. I'm here, Pastor.
God bless you, Prophetess. We do thank God for you being on the line. Anything you'd like to say, just appreciate you, first of all, for getting on the line and encouraging us and supporting the ministry. Anything you'd like to say, or maybe the Lord has put something on your heart this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I truly like to say I thank God for being able to be on the line to hear the word of God, because it's nothing like the word of God to take us out through the day. Here on my job, I be looking forward to hearing. I thank God for you being used by God. I truly thank God for Mother's Day on yesterday. And I truly thank God on how he spared my, I have a testimony, spared my daughter's life and my grandchildren's life. On Thursday this morning, I had got up for prayer. I was reading my Bible, and all of a sudden the phone rang, and when I saw that picture, I said, oh, God. And somebody drive by and shot through the house. But I truly thank God how he spared their lives and everything. You know, you don't expect it to happen to you, but look at God, and I truly thank God for that again. And God bless you all, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess. And we do thank God, amen, for his protective hand. Praise God. Amen. And I can see that, praise the Lord, that God protects, Glory to God. He covers. Praise God. And we thank God, amen, for him watching out. That's why it's so important for us to stay in that vein of prayer. Praise God, because God watches over us. He watches over our families. Praise God. And truly, we thank God for the protective hand of God. Amen. Protecting the family. Praise the Lord. Amen. Minister Michelle is on the line as well. This is my armor bearer. We thank God for her. Minister Michelle, do you have anything that you'd like to share with the listening audience this morning?
I just want to say praise God, and this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank God for you, Apostle, and for the teaching and the guidance on this ministerial team.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate you, Minister. And we thank God for you as well. And thank God for all that God is doing. And most of all, I thank the Lord for the presence of God, amen, and what he is doing and how he's moving. And you know, we give God praise, honor, and glory for all that he is doing. And so I appreciate you all and all of the team and what God is doing in the work and in the ministry. Praise God. Just want you all to be encouraged on this morning and know that God loves you and he cares about you, and he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Amen. We're going into the word. Praise the Lord on this morning. I just want to talk about some examples of Jesus and how he interceded while he was here on earth. And before he chose the 12 apostles, the Bible says that he went off and he prayed all night long. In Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13 tells us that he went up into a mountain to pray, and he remained there all night with God, conversing and communing with the Father. And after he came down, the Bible says that he chose 12 disciples that became apostles. Now, he had a lot more than that, but God instructed him and told him who to choose, and he picked out 12. And we know that 12 represents a government. It represents godly government and order. And we know that there is an order in the body of Christ and how God sets up government, because he wants things to flow in an orderly fashion. And so he chose 12 apostles, and these 12 men walked with him. Amen. He instructed them. We know one ended up, you know, betraying him. We know that. And Jesus knew that when he chose him. But yet, he chose him anyway. He went on. He loved him. He imparted into him. Glory to God. And he did everything he was supposed to do. So even though we know that Judas Iscariot ended up betraying Jesus, I believe that he still had a chance. And he could have been saved. He could have been delivered and set free. He made his choice. Praise God. And you know what? It's something that in the body of Christ, God chooses us. Amen. He calls us forth. Praise the Lord. Then we have to make the choice, follow God and do the things that God wants us to do and walk upright. If we do that, praise God, and we follow the principles and the things that God is telling us to do in the word of God, amen, we can do everything that Jesus, amen, puts in our a pathway to do, and the callings of God on our lives. We can fulfill those callings if we make up our mind that we're going to do it God's way and follow him. Now, another example in Hebrews 5 and 7, Jesus was very emotional. There were times when he prayed and he cried out, even in the Garden of Gethsemane. Before he went to the cross, he interceded. Heaviness of what he was about to endure fell on him in that garden. And he prayed and he asked God to, you know, Lord, if there's any other way, you know, let this cup pass from me. But he had to pray it through. He prayed it through before he went through. And let me tell you something, beloved. This is why intercession is so important. There are times when God, as prophetess said, you know, she got up and prayed. And there are times when the Lord will wake us up, or he will alert us to pray. We may not know exactly what it is. You may be about to go through a little trial or something, but the spirit of intercession may fall on you. You may not know exactly what it is, but beloved, it's always important to pray, to intercede, because what God will do in that, he will strengthen you. A lot of times he's not going to move everything out the way so you don't go through anything. We wonder why, you know, sometimes things come our way and we go through this and we go through that. We don't understand. Well, we may not understand. But yet, if the Lord is allowing it to come our way, he will give us what we need to do, what we need to endure it, to go through it. And then when you come out on the other side, glory to God, you have the experience of that. You know that God will walk you through. And sometimes in your trial and in your going through, he has to make you. He has to take things out and put things in. Glory to God. And so we must learn not to get upset or get bitter at God. Because things come our way, we may not understand. And this is the thing. A lot of times we think, I believe, as people of God, we may think that we have to understand everything right away. But the Bible talks about him giving us peace that passes our understanding, that it will keep our heart, both Shando and mine, in Christ. Glory to God. So even though I may not have all, Obashata, all of the understanding, the peace of God and the strength of God and the mercy of God and the goodness of God will lead me through. Obashata, Rotorosata, my God. And then I get to know Jesus better. Hallelujah. I get to know that he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. I get to know that he will walk with me and he will talk with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We get that intimacy with him. Glory to God, to know that no matter what we go through, God is right there. Glory to God. So I believe that because Jesus is touched with the feelings of our infirmity, our weaknesses, in the sense that when we're deficient in an area, he is sufficient, and then he pours in what we need to bring us up to that level, glory to God, so that then we can pray, glory to God, and the prayers will be effective. And as the prayer goes out, you will become Christ-centered and not self-centered, because true intercession means that you are a go-between and it's not about you. Come on, it's not about me. It's about God. It's about what he wants, and it's about the need of that person, that soul, that family member, or whoever it is that you're interceding for. We have to take ourselves out of the equation. Glory to God, to truly intercede. That's what Jesus had to do. Now listen to this, because when he was in the garden, glory to God, yeah, he was concerned about what he was feeling. So this is why he truly understands what we feel. He had to have that discussion with God because he felt it, and he was like, is there any way that I can, you know, have this cup pass from me? But then he had to get to a point where it was not about him even. It was about the will of the Father. And he wanted the boys to wait with him, to watch with him. But the Bible says their eyes were heavy, and so they fell asleep. So he really was there, and it was him and God. He had a battle in that garden. He felt, glory to God, all the weight that was coming in, glory to God. But he yet had to get to a point where he said, not my will, but thy will be done. He has to get there as well. Glory to God. He showed us, amen, giving us examples of how we as Christians need to walk. Men and women of God, praise the Lord. So there are times when, glory to God, we have to offer up prayers with loud crying and tears, praise God, as Jesus did, amen. And he was the one that was able to save from death, and glory to God, because he felt it, glory to God. But not only that he felt it, he carried it. And not only did he carry it, he finished it. Oh, my. Shandabohai. And because now it's really finished, it's complete. When we, as men, women of God, or whoever we are, even sinners, when they come to God, praise God, Jesus understands right where you are. He understands because he carried it. Amen. So he knows what that sin feels like. He knows what a, okay, he knows what a drug addict feels like. He knows what a person that's in the whoredoms feel like. He knows what a drunk feels like. Glory to God. Why? He carried the sin. We don't really think of it that way. But yes, he carried it. Praise God. And if he carried it, that means he is able to deliver and he's able to set free and he's able to reconcile. Praise God. And finally, he even prayed for his friend. Amen. He prayed, glory to God, for his friend. Come on, he prayed for Lazarus. Amen. He prayed for Mary and prayed for Martha when they lost their brother. The compassion. Jesus has a lot of compassion. Praise God. And he prayed for the Jews before he died. He wept for Israel. Amen. Jesus was a great intercessor. He prayed for Peter when the enemy was desiring to sift him as wheat. He interceded on his behalf. Praise the Lord. My time is gone today. Praise God. But know this, brother and sister, that the Lord is interceding for you, and he cares about you. He cares about your need. And so it is my prayer today that you will recognize that no matter where you are, Jesus cares. And if you cast your care on him, know this, he will take that burden and he'll lift it and he'll give you peace and he'll give you endurance. And he'll give you strength to make it through. Father, we thank you for the word today. I ask, Father, that you minister to your people everywhere. Oh, God, let this word go out. Let it minister, Father God. Let it go down into the crevices of our heart. Don't let the word slip. Strengthen today. Renew minds today. Reconcile today. Give strength and peace. And, Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory, God. Continue to manifest yourself in a real way. Father, we'll never cease to give you praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we'll be back here again on tomorrow on our next broadcast. We pray that you will continue, amen, to be encouraged by the word of the Lord. Be strengthened in your inner man or inner woman. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares about you, beloved, and he's working all things out for you in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We pray the strength of God, the peace of God, amen, be yours on today. And the joy of the Lord, know this, beloved, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Draw from that well today and allow the Lord to minister in a special way to you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares.